it seems as though the last couple of weeks there's been a few shenanigans here in Seneca County. I mean, it seems as though there's been a few questionable things going on. Of course, number one is one that's really tragic. Especially because, I mean, a family dog got killed. Apparently, a couple Seneca Falls guys were laying traps, illegal traps, along the boundary of the old depot, spanning both Barrick and Romulus. And apparently, a girl was walking her beloved yellow lab, and this dog became ensnared in one of those traps. Sadly, the dog passed away. But the thing is, why are people doing this? This isn't the 1800s, guys. I mean, I know that in some areas of the world, trapping is still a way of life, especially in the Canadian wilderness. But this isn't the Canadian wilderness. This is Seneca County, and it's along the depot, which I still think in some ways is off limits to the public. Of course, it's wide open, and of course the Army's starting to give up being control of it. I mean, the Army still does a little maintenance there, but you know, it's not, you shouldn't be doing stuff like this. And I mean, those traps sometimes take three grown men to set or to haul. And I mean, holes are being cut in that depot fence enough so maybe some of the white deer are escaping. The white deer is supposedly a big tourist attraction around here. What the heck are you doing? And look what it did to this family, and especially to this girl. It's caused them a lot of pain and suffering. You know, I hope the judge throws the book at you for doing this, because a family lost a dear pet. And you know what? You should be going to jail for it. But another shenanigan I'm talking about is, doesn't any sheriff's deputy know how to use the safety on his gun? A Seneca County sheriff's deputy was at the Onondaga County Juvenile Detention Center, ready to escort a prisoner, when he holsters his weapon. Hey, didn't you see Lethal Weapon 3? Didn't you know what happened when Danny Glover tried to holster his weapon? There's such a thing as a safety, doofus. And yes, you're a sheriff's deputy. And the thing is, I mean, why the hell would you do that without putting the safety on? You got yourself an unnecessary injury. Oh, boy. But of course, here in Seneca Falls, apparently, somebody was videotaping a female without the female knowing it in a private situation. Well, I don't want to go too much further into that, but you know, what happened to gentlemanly behavior? Well, that's some of the shenanigans of Seneca County, if you know what I mean. And I'm going to go from talking about shenanigans to the NFL playoffs. It's going to be Denver, and it's going to be Carolina in Super Bowl 50. The 8th time the Broncos make it there, the 2nd time the Panthers make it there. Of course, did anybody wonder who was going to win the Battle of the Titans? It was Brady against Manning. And you know how I feel against Brady. Of course, Manning came out on top. And of course, the Broncos defense did a little tip drill and an interception on that two-point conversion to help seal the victory. But Steven Gostkowski missed that extra point. And I'm kind of wondering, does anybody like this 33-yard extra point tries? Or do they want to go back to the regular one when making it was almost automatic? Look at the Carpenter of the Bills. He missed 6 of them this year, and people think his job's in jeopardy. Of course, he was inconsistent all year, but whatever. Denver survives, and Cam Newton in Carolina absolutely rout Arizona to make it to the Super Bowl 50. Does anybody think who I'm going to pick? Well, I mean, I'll give you that on next week's program. But I want to go from talking about who made it to the Super Bowl to what has become an unnecessary game. The Pro Bowl, I mean, in years past, did have a little bit of pride. But you know, the last few years, the Pro Bowl's pretty much become a joke. There isn't a lot of hitting in that, and it looks more like a video game-style game. No blitzing. Plus, I mean, the score looks like what would happen if you played Madden football. Plus, it isn't AFC versus NFC anymore. And whoever goes to the Pro Bowl, it seems as though, oh, I don't want to play. Hey, I think if you were one of the best in the NFL that year, I think you'd want to play there. And of course, they tried to change it up a little bit in years past from not playing it in Honolulu anymore. Who wouldn't want to go to Hawaii to play football, even if Aloha Stadium is starting to show its age? The Pro Bowl pretty much has become a joke. Does anybody care about the Pro Bowl anymore? Well, maybe a few Bills fans, because guess what? Tyrod Taylor's going there to replace Cam Newton, because he's going to be in the Super Bowl. And comeback player of the year, Richie Incognito's going to be there in Honolulu. What a comeback for a guy who looked like a pariah 2 years ago for what happened down in Miami. But like I said, anybody care about the Pro Bowl anymore? I don't know. But of course, this past week, I mean, the NFL had to compete with Syracuse basketball, because the basketball game had to be moved because of the blizzard. Well, you know, the blizzard took its toll on a few other things too, especially Duquesne's basketball team. For about 24 hours, they were stranded on the Pennsylvania Turnpike after beating George Mason. But do you think they could have moved that game with the oncoming weather threat? Apparently not. Well, everybody says doom and gloom. Of course, some areas received 3 feet of snow. Well, of course, that's nothing new up here. Of course, we escaped the wrath of the storm. Well, of course, probably in the past, we've gotten dumped on. It's taken a couple days to get out of it. But stop crying. We've been through this before. But I do want to close a little bit with the upcoming caucuses. Apparently, Iowa and New Hampshire, their caucuses are just 7 days away. It's about time to start determining who's going to be running for president. And the thing is, it looks as though Trump's become the front runner for the GOP, and Bernie Sanders is definitely gaining momentum for the Democrats. But it seems as though nightly we're hearing who's throwing verbal barbs and what's being answered. My thing is, who cares? You know, I've heard it so many times, it isn't funny. Yes, next week we're going to start separating the men from the boys. And also whether we're seeing if Hillary Clinton may be becoming the next woman to maybe run for president. Of course, she would probably be the first woman on a major ticket to run for president. But we'll see. But like I said, it's become so commonplace, who cares what the other thinks? And last but not least, there was the story I saw in the Post Standard. They're starting to determine what to do about the carrier dome. Because, I mean, it may be time to start replacing the roof again. Well, of course, option two seems the best likely one. Not only maybe replacing that roof with a retractable roof, but doing a little construction to maybe up the amenities there at the carrier dome. As I don't think replacing the whole stadium is feasible. And you know how I'd feel if the carrier dome were to go. You'd see me crying like what happened 2 weeks ago when the grandstand was demolished at the state fairgrounds. Well, times change. Hopefully we can do something and keep the carrier dome. That's all I'm going to talk about this week. I'm Ken Haas, and I'm sticking to my story.